Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right. Let's talk football. Eagles and the Falcons tonight. Elliot Shore Park shows us right now. He's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai online. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, my man. So before we get to Foles and the defense and all that, let's obviously start A.J. Brown. What do you know about how he got hurt? How hurt is he? Meaning, multiple games here? What do we know?
Yeah, I think at this point it's fair to question if he'll be out on the field next Sunday against the Saints. Until he's out practicing, you know, a hamstring is certainly something, especially early on in the season, that they're not going to push, right? Now, we'll talk about the impact of tonight's game, yep, the importance of tonight's game. But losing AJ with an injury like this, I mean, it's a really big deal. Like, I think if you look at Jalen's career and this offense's career, there's two major points. There's one before AJ where they could barely throw the ball. AJ came, they almost won the Super Bowl. And then at the end of last year, I know they were a mess, but AJ misses that playoff game and the offense looks like a disaster. So I think, you know, as much as we talk about Lane and Jalen, I think AJ is the most important player on the team. So not having him for tonight and potentially, you know, next week, like it's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And Elliot, we know the options. Which lever do you think Sirianni and Kellen Moore will pull? I mean, Dotson's going to play a lot, that's clear. Who's the next guy that plays a decent amount that otherwise would not normally play much?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be Paris Campbell. He's probably going to be called up off of the practice squad, and they have some interesting decisions to make with the practice squad because they've been calling up their third tight end and in some ways their top backup offensive lineman off the practice squad as well. You can only bring two up. So they've got to decide what they're going to do there. But Paris Campbell has been with the team all offseason. He's a veteran. Obviously missed a portion of training camp. But I thought prior to that was actually playing well. Clearly, you know, they disagreed trading for Dotson. But I think that he will be the guy that steps up. And then Johnny Wilson, you know, it gets under discussed, but he's dealing with a hamstring injury going into tonight's game as well.
So that's a big deal. He had double-digit snaps in week one. He's sort of like the secret tight end out there, you know, to help the run game. He has to be replaced in a big way too, doesn't he, Elliot?
Yeah, and I would think that Paris Campbell, I mean, if you look at the other just receivers they have, Britton Covey, not going to be a great blocker there on the outside, just very undersized. Jahan Dotson, you know, he'll be doing his own thing, but also does not strike me as a great blocker.
Right.
I think Johnny Wilson, there's a good chance he does play. I think, you know, considering AJ's already ruled out, if they knew Johnny Wilson wasn't going to play, he probably would have been ruled out too. So I think there's a good chance he's active.
Wow.
But yeah, good, I mean, really, with that hamstring injury, who knows how long he'll be able to play too, if he were to, you know, unfortunately re-aggravate it early in the game.
Because he really is sort of like a tight end without being called a tight end. So the other, man, I'm worried about the Milton Williams foot. The seriousness with the limited practice really worries me. What do you make of Milton's situation, Elliot?
So he was a full participant on the final day. Now, the final day is a walkthrough, right? So
it's not as good.
not, you know, super encouraging. But, yeah, I mean, he will play tonight, and he's an incredibly important player. Outside of Jalen Carter, he's their best pass-rushing defensive tackle. They have gotten some good snaps from Moro Ojomo, the second-year player. So, you know, that could potentially help if Milton's not 100%. But going up against the Falcons, Kirk Cousins is going to get rid of the ball quickly. That's just what he does. He threw it in, I think, about a second and a half last week, fifth quickest in the league. So in some ways, the pressure tonight is going to be tough because he is going to throw it quickly. But one way to make sure he does that and he can't do long developing plays is to get pressure on him up the middle. And that starts with Jalen Carter and Milton Williams.
Isaiah Rodgers, how does his health affect the way our secondary looks?
So I think they're going to go with the same secondary they did last week. I think you'll see Quinion on the outside, Avante Maddox in the nickel, and then obviously Slay on the opposite side. So I think that's their plan. But Avante, I think, will be on a bit of a short leash. He really, really struggled last week against the Packers. They went into the game wanting to go after him and had success doing it early and late in the game. So he had a rough game last week. Now, Jaden Reed, one of the best slot receivers in the NFL. So, you know, a lot of nickels are going to struggle against him this year. But I think Avante, if he struggles early, you could see Quinyon go into that nickel. I also think there's a real good chance we see more Cooper tonight. I think Cooper fits well with this game.
That's so intriguing. Cooper DeGene. So what?
Well, hold on. If he's ready.
Potentially, yeah.
I mean, let me just put that caveat out there. If he's ready.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, he missed a ton of time in camp.
Suggesting that he, based on practice and the way things are looking,
but you're saying it's exciting if he's good. It's not exciting if he can't play.
Yeah, like, Elliot, I hear that. I get more concerned. I mean, like, I wish Isaiah Rodgers was totally healthy and it was back to the normal plan of, you know, that Mitchell goes inside and Rodgers goes outside and there you go. And now all of a sudden it's a lot of mixing and matching.
But I think that the change from that plan is more about how good Quinyon has been. So I think Quinyon can go into the nickel if he needs to, obviously. But I think he was so good on the outside last week that they might.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Just want to keep his permanent home there. And then once Cooper's ready, you put him in. Cooper is now taking all of his snaps at the nickel in practice. And I actually think if you just look at tonight's game specifically, like, they're Atlanta's a team that runs the ball a lot. They do a lot of screens, bubble screens. They use Kyle Pitts in that role. Cooper is a far better tackler, I think, than Avante Maddox. So his skill set actually, I think, matches up well with what Atlanta's going to do in the fast throwing game.
I really like that point, Elliot. Cooper DeGene can be more like a linebacker, more like a linebacker. You know, he's a nickel, but he's the nickel linebacker, and he plays like one. He can play like one. We've seen him do it at the college level. It doesn't seem like as much of an adjustment. What the heck is going on, Elliot, with Devin White? You know, emotionally and injury-wise.
And is he going to play?
Yeah, so emotionally, I'm sure Devin is very upset about this. And I completely understand. I would be if I were him. He signed here to play. He picked the Eagles in free agency, and now he's not playing. So I completely understand why he would be upset. From being around him at the locker, and look, I've only known him for a few months. I'm not going to pretend like I've covered the guy for years. So, you know, but like being around him at the locker, it seems like he is going to handle this like a professional and not be an issue in the locker room. But with tonight, you wonder, you know, what's going to happen with him, because if he's not going to play special teams, and I don't get the sense that he is, like, what's his role? And then you have to think about, will he be active? You know, if they're going to make a player that was active last week, are they going to make him inactive for Devin White tonight? If Devin's just going to be a backup linebacker when you have Trotter Jr. and you know, have Oren Burks, like, I just wonder what their plan is with him tonight. And then also, like I said, with some of the roster decisions they have to make, like, it wouldn't shock me if Devin White a week from now is not on the roster, just because if AJ's injury is more than a week, if they have to promote either Nick Gates or EJ Jenkins from the practice squad in order to have the correct amount of bodies on game day. Like, I think Devin White's roster spot is definitely in a little bit of jeopardy.
Wild. Yeah, wild. All right, Elliot, let's talk about another strange situation. It's now north of here, but I wonder if it comes back. Hassan Reddick. He has now missed two games. Now, the Jets had a pass rusher go down with a big injury yesterday, so that could change their intent to try to give him more money. But do you think there is a chance Howie tries to swoop in and get Reddick back? And let me be clear, by a chance, I don't mean like a 1% chance. Like, is there a 15% chance Howie tries to, you know, like, just get on back in the Reddick thing?
No, I don't think so. Now, 1%, yes. I think, you know, you never know what's going to happen. If it's a conditional seventh and the pass rush is terrible, like, yeah, I could picture a world. But I just think there's a situation where neither side would really want a reunion. Hassan Reddick wants paid. He's clearly dug his heels in on that. The Eagles are not going to pay Hassan Reddick.
I agree.
And the Eagles, I think, you know, I think they were okay with Hassan Reddick leaving the locker room. So I don't know if they want to potentially, you know, just have a reunion there. And I think you'd be getting him at a point where he's already really frustrated. He's upset, I would have guessed, at how things are going. Now, I think they could use Hassan Reddick, obviously, and I do think he is a good locker room guy. But I just get the sense that they have parted ways with Hassan, and that's probably how it's going
to
stay.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Let's talk about Saquon for a sec, Elliot. So back to the offense. Obviously, big spot with Jalen with no AJ. It's great to have Saquon to lean on, but how much do you lean on him? If this is the Super Bowl, I'd put the ball in his hands 30 times. It's not. It's like 5.5 months from the Super Bowl or whatever. So after last week, 26 touches, you got another game in 6 days. Are you giving Saquon the ball a ton, or do you have to be judicious tonight, even if it hurts your chances to win?
No, I think you have to, you know, it sounds extreme to say, but to use your analogy, I think you almost have to treat tonight like it's the Super Bowl.
But it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. But it is a critically important game. We all saw how the Saints played yesterday. They're now 2-0. They've demolished both teams they've played. If you lose tonight, you're staring going to New Orleans. And as someone that's been to every stadium in the league, there are two stadiums I think the Eagles cannot go into and win: Dallas and New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans twice. They've lost both times. They got boat raced the other time. The Saints are playing
Elliot.
Well. I think that's super important and tough game next week.
How can you possibly think that those games have a bearing on this game? That those
because
games in previous years that we lost really do matter for this
game? I'm talking about
game.
The atmosphere. Like, I've seen it. I've been there. Like, it is an incredibly, incredibly tough place to play. So I think going in,
we're an incredibly tough-minded team.
Well, we will say.
Are they? I mean,
not
the
last year.
We'll say. I'm a little surprised. I'll just say this: I would be more careful with Saquon than you're saying. I mean, you got a long season. I'd be picking my spots. And listen, you can make a case tonight's one of those spots, but then you might not have Saquon as much next week. One more thing, Elliot: any word yet at all, or still nothing on how the Eagles will honor Foles tonight?
No, I don't know the plans for that yet. I don't think it's not going to be, I don't believe, like a halftime beats, that type of thing. I think he will be up on the Jumbotron at one point for sure, and they will honor him. Obviously, he's going to be on the pregame show. But, I mean, he's not going into the Hall of Fame tonight. So while he's retiring, and it's an awesome story, I would be surprised if it's a big halftime ceremony.
Okay, we'll find out. Elliot, nice work, buddy. We'll talk to you, obviously, a lot this week, and enjoy the game tonight. Thanks, Elliot.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you. All right.